from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The statues of Sandy McIntyre and F.W. Schumacher in the park at Father Costello Drive and Grant Street are bronze, not the silver that someone has painted over them. The city's manager of facilities and recreation, Lynn Greno, says an expert in restoration has already told her department that it will be a major job to accomplish that.
It's sad when somebody takes it upon themselves to deface something that is in memory of our miners.
Greno also wonders what purpose the vandalism serves. City police have laid a criminal charge of mischief to property against a 14-year-old and a 15-year-old, both girls. They say the pair was among a group of youths seen defacing the statues. A plan allowing private clinics to offer OHIP-covered surgeries is now on the books. The province passed the health reform bill that will see cataract surgeries and diagnostic imaging offered at private clinics to help reduce the backlog in hospitals. Eventually, hip and knee replacements will be covered. While many Canadians are just getting used to the news that our $20 bill will feature the face of King Charles III, the Bank of Canada is seeking public feedback about digital currency. The consultation started today and runs until June 19th, with officials most interested in how Canadians would use it and whether there are concerns about security and accessibility. The central bank is reassuring Canadians that physical banknotes and coins will always be available. The decision whether to move to digital currency ultimately lies with federal lawmakers. The final full concert of the season for the Timmins Symphony goes this Saturday night at St. Anthony's Cathedral. Director Josh Wood says it features the music of two French composers, Gabriel Fauré and Camille Saint-Saëns.
We've got organ, we've got violin solo, we've got choir, and just some really outstanding music. So we're really excited about it.
The full interview with Josh Wood is on MyTimmonsNow.com. The music starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets are at the Timmins Museum. Back now to our historic look earlier today at the Goldfields Hotel. It was built in downtown Timmins in 1911 by Noah Timmins. Museum director, curator Karen Bachman says that was so mining investors and workers had a place to stay.
It was a three-story affair, had a great big balcony on the front, and was really important and was where everything happened in the community.
It stood on what was eventually known as the corner of Pine Street and Algonquin Boulevard until the mid-70s, when it was replaced by Scotiabank. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.